שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello Dr. Lightman. Hello everyone.
שלום.
Hello Nitza Mazoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about how can we bring the spirit of connection to whatever environment we're in. Be with us, Nitza, please.
Yeah,
we're in a course of integral education, and we're going through different processes, and we understand the importance of connection in life. We understand the connection is actually the means by which we can achieve the goals that we set to achieve as a group. And today we'd like to take a step forward, and we're bringing to the studio a story of one of the participants. He himself is a doctor. He's a part of a medical team in the Corona Intensive Care Department. And after he went through this process here on this course, he's really interested in bringing a similar process, taking the medical team through this process of connection to bring this kind of spirit into their medical team. I'll just explain what's going on there right now. We see it many times on TV, but he's living it every day. Lots of tension, pressure, even though that we're talking about a team of doctors and nurses and medical caretakers that are working under lots of pressure and for a long period of time. And they're all dressed up in these, you know, suits, which doesn't even allow them to see the facial expressions of their co-workers. There's something very non-simple about their day-to-day work. And alongside with this, they're saving lives every moment. This is what they're doing. And therefore, when he took this course, he really felt that he wants to pass these things on, and therefore he took to the department manager that was really excited about it. You know, especially after all the different states that we've experienced and there are different dramas and tragedies, because there's insufficient connection in the team, even though that usually they work in cooperation, teamwork, and so on. So, together with you, we'd like to begin this process. This doctor who took our course got permission from his manager and from his boss, and they have team meetings every time, and on the upcoming team meeting, he wants to talk about this to the team itself, and he's contemplating how to begin the process. What is the first thing that he actually has to tell the team? And how to create some kind of warmth, initial warmth, that will allow him to start opening their hearts a bit more. What would you recommend them to do, first and foremost? I'm perplexed. Because I know doctors. My parents are doctors. I started studying medicine in the university, and I very quickly left the profession. I understood that it's not for me. I don't know what to talk to them about, because what can I talk to this team about? That we're dealing with life, they know. What's death, they know too, externally wise. To get deeper into it, I don't even know how, because it's to bring them the importance of what they're doing, of what they're engaged in. I'm afraid that my words they'll feel that, who's this guy that's coming to talk to us about this, that day in, day out, they're dealing with life and death situations, feeling that they're either superior or helpless in regard to people. I don't know. I don't think about it. And what am I supposed to talk about? I mean, to try and bring them to a stronger connection inside their team, to tell them that in their connection, as they turn to each and every patient, that this is what the fate of that patient and their spiritual fate also depend on. For the patient, it's their corporeal destiny and fate, and for them, it's their spiritual one. Maybe just ask, and I'll somehow try to, through short questions and answers, we'll find a way. Okay, this came up due to a case, tragic case, that happened in one of the hospitals, that actually he brought all the medical teams. It brought all the medical teams to talk about it. How do we make sure that it doesn't happen again, and so on? Because there's always the professional teams that they examine: are we doing things right or wrong? Are there enough beds, enough doctors, enough this, enough that? These are technical things. I'm talking about a person's ability. How can every person bring their good side, their best possible abilities into such a team that is working every day in saving lives? Because we're working so hard and there's already a growing fatigue, how to empower this team, to give them the ability to empower others? We know that when there is power in a group, everyone suddenly feels uplifted, even though that previously we're exhausted. So can we start from this place of how do we arrange a new level of connection between us? Something that we didn't have before. It's not simply cold cooperation, but something warmer. We have to also remember that the student that we're representing in the studio, he himself is a doctor, and he wants to talk to his friends in the team. It's not strangers, you know, he didn't land from the sky. He's one of them. They're working together for many years, and he simply feels that it's possible to improve. It's not, they are working in cooperation and everything, especially in these teams, you know, with cooperation, it's clear what will happen. But he feels that the connection that he's studying about here on our course is something more advanced, and this is where he wants to take them. Precisely because I'm familiar with doctors, it's so hard for me to start to talk to them about what? About the soul? Or about how much their force of connection can help them in a team? They work in a team, they feel it. Where will they get the strength to do it from, the fuel to connect to a strong team? What will be their motivation? Where will they get the fuel from? It's not from the faith of believing in some exalted matters, but where will they take the strength from to be in a more interconnected team, to work in overcoming their fatigue and their exhaustion? What will be their motivation? If they're not expecting some kind of upper payment, some kind of reward from above, then I don't know. Look, that doctor that studied with us, he learned that development is going in the direction of deeper and stronger integration. He understood this idea. Who wants to advance this team to take them one or two steps forward? It's clear to him and to everyone else working on this team and, of course, in these kinds of fields that if they'll be more connected, everything will work out better, less pressure, more success. In short, it's a team that you don't have to convince them why to be. Why is it that being more connected is better? Here you see the reward on the spot, there and then, in terms of saving lives and their personal feeling. Now, let's simply take the first step. In your opinion, what should be the first action that he can take in order to some extent increase the level of their connection from ordinary cooperation to a bit more connection? What's the difference between cooperation and the feeling that we're connected? So again, what's the reward? The reward is that they'll have less pressure, less stress at work, less distress that each of them will feel. We know that doctors are a high-risk group themselves, you know, because of all the pressure they commit there. It's double the number of, you know, those that commit suicide in society in general. So immediately we get something from this, less stress. So I'm repeating the question. The first question is, what's the difference between ordinary cooperation and a state of interconnection between people, by definition? Ordinary cooperation, it's like a machine. That all parts, all the parts of the machine are properly working in a professional way, out of good understanding, that we're all interdependent and that we really have to do the work like an engine, where there are many parts that move together, but move together in a good, nice way, correctly, properly connected. But that's an engine. That's the still level. If you're already talking about bring people into this common work, and you want to give them a special drive, pressure and interest and excitement and inspiration, specifically from the common work, then here you have to bring them already the strength, the force, the attraction, the pull and push to participate mutually with one another, that everyone wants, not formally, but that they're really interested, very much interested in cooperating with others, doing their work, and the maximum possible connection between them emotionally and professionally with all the team members. But the question is, that these efforts, they require lots of energy. What kind of energy? Inner energy, especially. Inner human energy, where he's looking for how can he help the friends, and the friends, how can they help him? If they're all working in a state where they all feel each other, even before the actions, where each and every action is felt, and then it's no longer that they professionally understand what each of them needs to do. But, you know, with this inner urge, where can they take the energy for it from? Wait. Before that, this is something that I'd like to ask about. You said that they can feel each other and know, even without words, what should be the next action. Of course, but it also has to do with the profession itself. If they're professionals, they understand it. But we're talking about an even more inclination, which is what? That it's not something mechanical. I gave you an engine as an example where all the parts work flawlessly. No one's late and no one does anything needless. But here there's an emotional participation, goal-oriented participation of all the team members to complete the others, meaning that each of them would like to also be instead of the other and to do all the work. And the same way, each and everyone, this means in participation, in cooperation. Otherwise, it's just a group of professionals. Now, when you talked about connection, I felt that each of them has to complete the others. If I'm a part of the team, how am I supposed to complete the others? And my desire to complete the work of my friends and the team, to complete our work, for the work to be perfect. And I don't really have the words, but it's not that we're doing it. It's an emotion and feeling our connection as one, that we have to feel that we're actually a single mechanism, that there's this mechanism, a system, in which all of us are together, and each of us, because of this one mechanism, is right now performing their action. But it's not that each of them works in their own time and according to however they feel like, but they, you know, according to what's necessary, but they're working due or because of that one mechanism. So each part, each person in the team is working toward the entire, yes, on part of the team and for the team. Okay, so it's not one-on-one, but each with the entire team. And what strength does he give the team by putting in his share, his effort? What force? He's giving his heart. Where possible, he would be willing to complete the entire work instead of the team. But he's doing his part because this is what he was given to do, and it's forbidden for him to do more than that, but only his part. Otherwise, both in lack and in, you know, he'll simply confuse everyone. You said that were it possible, he'd do everything instead of all of them. Yes, this is something that all of them have to feel. This is a feeling of connection between people. Yeah, one for all and all for one. Okay, this is a very emotional picture of a very deep mutual connection. Were it possible, I do everything instead of them. I understand that that's called connection in a team. It's connection because in this desire he exists, by this desire he exists in each one of them, and all of them together exist in their common general desire. And through this effort, they build the groups, they build their virtual connection that's dwelling upon them from above, making the concept of the one out of them. This concept of a group, if each relates this way to the rest of the team, there's a new entity that's created called group? Yes. What is this entity, emotionally, intellectually? This entity, when we're talking about one, it's above them. It encompasses them, hugs them, embraces them. And this entity starts giving each of them one feeling, that they're like one man and one heart, that this is what they are. Suppose we'll advance toward that a bit in our team. You, I, Nitza, will each of us feel additional forces? First of all, you feel additional forces, and besides, in that, you will feel an additional special upper force because you're trying to be as one. And the one, unique and unified, this is a force that exists in all of nature, in the entire universe, in all the worlds, everywhere, that precisely, if we suit ourselves to it, to become like this force, then by that, we receive this force, and this way we can take care of a patient then, by it, we can take care of a patient. And we will really feel a great benefit, both in our work and the treatment and the forces that we have, the understanding that we acquire and success. You said that everyone has to feel that were it possible, they'd be willing to replace everyone, do everything instead of everyone. Isn't it a kind of pressuring feeling? It's a burden. No. By connecting that way between them, amongst them, each of them suddenly feels that they have superpowers. They feel no fatigue. They start seeing their work as one work, as one job, one work that is filled with upper content, because they're connecting to become one. But here you have the pandemic and the situation and everything else. This is only the external reason to the concept of the one that they can shape here. If in such a group, suddenly there's a conflict. Actually, it can't be, but suppose. How are they supposed to relate to this conflict in their relationship? They immediately rise above the conflict to become one again. What do they have to do? First step. Something happened, an explosion. They have to complete each other. How? Very simple. Suppose something happens. They immediately cover this malfunction of theirs, their attitude toward each other, in a way that they all want to cover it. Love covers all crimes. What do they do with their bad, with the bad blood that's running between them now? Suppose we made a mistake. It was a tragic mistake, and I feel that it was Nitza's fault. Nitza feels that it's my fault, and there's an explosion, and the entire team is drawn into this drama, and it shatters our relationships. How do we cover all that step by step? We have a bad relationship now. First step is that for a few minutes, we have to talk about it, that what's happening isn't because of us, none of us are to blame, not even Nitza, but all of us are covering this malfunction between us because we don't see it as our own malfunction, but as something that's truly caused from above, from that one force that we wanted to attain. Then that one force is showing us now how much we're not one yet, and we have to overcome that malfunction by an even stronger, better connection. And then we become an even more united team. Connecting to this one greater force that connects us, reaching even greater achievements. And when we'll come to that, maybe something else will be revealed and something else, each time some new malfunction. But we start seeing that these malfunctions are actually causing us stronger connection, to connect with each other more strongly. So this is why we're giving these malfunctions, and then we see them as necessary things along the way, above which we can be in an ever-growing connection. Suddenly I feel how every day that I come to this team, that I come to work, it's like starting your engine, starting a car. What's the first thing that I do when I come to my team in the morning to restart our connection, to work as one body? It's like starting an engine. So you turn it, and we shift it from still to something that's working. So that's what we have to do. We have to create some kind of connection. Maybe sing a bit, talk a bit. Doctors have a few minutes before work. They have this kind of gathering. And this way we have to do it. And to remind all of us, what are we doing? What do we want to do? How does each of us advance and all of us together upon this hard work? Meaning, we have to start the engine every day in order to connect to the team, and all day long we work as one team. And then our work, if I understand properly, is every time, even if we feel that our spirits are deteriorating, we have to start it anew to warm things up every time. This is actually our constant work.
Yeah.
About this new entity that's made called the group. There are many groups in the world. If I properly understand what's unique about it, is the special kind of integration between everyone in this team. Everyone starts feeling that they're attaining this integration. They won't want to leave this group. Precisely in this team, they're starting to feel that here, there's the concept of the one, that we're all connecting as one, and this is truly a great benefit. You said that in this group, they won't only start feeling additional forces and everything above the fatigue and so on, but they'll feel that there's some kind of integral force that comes and turns them into one entity. It's the general force of nature. Yeah. So the small integration in their team creates a kind of compatibility with the great integration. That is, what do you think that this entire global pandemic is for? What? For us to finally reach that. That we're all a part of one team that are taking care of one patient, which is us, all of humanity, and for us to rise above him to the concept of the one. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. What do we do? We do. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.